Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stevie.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Cecilia De La Peruti, a.k.a. Gothic Tropic, episode. Cecilia was highly recommended by the comedian Sarah Weinshank. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about what it was like working with the musician Beck. Because I'm a big fan of Beck. Especially the album Mutations. But thanks for tuning in, and I hope you all enjoy. Peace.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. This episode is brought to you by Scentbird.
We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time, musician and artist known as Gothic Tropic, a.k.a. Cecilia De La Peruti. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Yes, of course.
We always love musicians here. We love it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You were highly recommended by Sarah Weinshank.
Sarah's great.
Are you guys buddies or what?
We met once and hung out once, and I think she's great, and she's my friend now.
You hung out once, and then you... How did you know...
I got a good vibe.
Just the first interaction you knew?
Yeah.
She was so
so positive, yeah. So hospitable, had a lot of weed. I felt an affinity towards her immediately.
Awesome, yeah.
Sort of kinship.
That's how I discovered you, because I was looking on her Instagram and she has pictures of you, and I'm like, oh, I thought you were a comedian, but then I looked on yours and it said musician. So let's get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get into... Where are you originally from?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I was born in New Jersey.
Okay.
But I moved here when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like an LA native. I went to Hollywood High up here.
Oh, right up the street.
Yep.
You went to Hollywood High?
Yes.
Dude. What was that like?
Yeah, a lot of skaters, a lot of fights.
Oh, my God.
I was in the performing arts magnet.
Yeah. Damn.
So a lot of a cappella singing group stuff.
I think you're our first person from Hollywood High. We've had over 100 guests. You're our first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you in the marching band at all? Or?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I did play the flute.
All right.
I could have gone that route. It was the nerdy, it was called the elite choir.
Okay. So, did you have to audition, try out for that?
Yeah.
What was that like?
God. Oh, I think the director, the music director, just had me run through some scales and some standards in front of the class. And then
you were in.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then when did
I think that was my first audition.
Is that?
Yeah.
And then I want to get into your other auditions as well, because you have a whole trajectory of auditions, right?
Yeah.
Like being a musician and all. And like,
yeah, a lot of different kind of auditions, actually.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, as an artist or creator or any kind of in like especially performance, mm-hmm. you sort of cast a wide net. So I've gone out on like VO auditions, I suppose, and mm-hmm. then like acting auditions.
Yeah.
And then music auditions. Hired gun stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Do you have like a manager or agency you're with? Like,
yeah.
And then how did you obtain all those things? Just kind of like going out yourself and then you would meet people?
How did that happen? I mean, for the last 9 years, I've been pushing Gothic Tropic as my solo project and then just posting like dumb videos and then people... It's just been product of not saying no, I think. Of just like, hey, do you want to... We're looking for a real musician.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And then how'd you come up with the awesome name Gothic Tropic? That's your Instagram as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gothic Tropic. It's underscore, right? Gothic underscore Tropic?
No, just... I got the Gothic
Tropic. Oh, you
tropic.
Got the Gothic Tropic.
I got Gothic Tropic.
So Gothic space Tropic.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that name?
Originally, it was... Well, I just thought it was a joke. It was my like solo project that I could write my own music while I was playing for other people. And I actually didn't think I was going to take it seriously. It was more like a catharsis moment. But Gothic is, I grew up listening to 45 Grave and Bauhaus mm-hmm. and also was getting into like West African guitarists.
Yeah. Is Susie and the Banshees Gothic?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I would say she deserves that.
Yeah,
crown
I bought one of her tapes at Sam Goody's. This is like in the 90s.
Yeah,
I didn't know what I was buying.
Yeah, she's an iconic goth queen.
Susie and the Banshees.
Yes.
What about like Echo and the Bunny? They wouldn't be gothic, would they? They're more like new wave kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love them, but yeah.
Yeah.
I was a huge Echo and the Bunny.
Oh yeah,
fan. Huge.
That's my karaoke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Ooh, they just stick it.
Yeah, and just their songs are, I mean, no, was Echo their drum machine? I heard that. Oh. Echo or either the Echo was their drum machine?
I don't know. That's folklore.
I don't know. I don't know if it is. But I just remember I had Surf Wax and I wrote Echo and the Bunnymen on my window growing up. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The songs to learn and sing that album. It's like it's like silhouettes of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I grew up with all that stuff. And give us a couple more gothic. This is interesting as far as
Christian like, Death. You remember Christian Death?
No, I don't. I don't.
Don't. Yeah. Don't.
Okay. Don't listen to Christian Death. Yeah.
Joy Division. Sure.
Okay. So
yeah.
Okay. So
the Cure. That's a little bit more like mainstream goth, but also just
damn good band.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Smith. Damn good band. Yeah.
So that, and then also, like Fela Kuti and Basai Koyate and like a lot of the more like Strat playing. So Tropic. So
I just got it now because you're combining the two genres.
It sort of sounded like that when I was starting because I was just looping on a guitar. I was just looping.
How did you loop? Because there's certain machines. I have machines that loop. But how were you looping a pedal? Like by a pedal?
Yeah, with one of those like black and red Boss pedals.
Yeah.
And mine always beeped on the tempo. It's this horrible beep.
Yeah.
Even if the tempo knob is all the way down, for some reason I could, every time I trigger a new
cord
layer
of it.
The
yeah.
beeping would just get louder and louder. Sorry, Roland.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of Roland stuff.
It's great, but yeah. I just was like, this is embarrassing. So maybe I'll get a band.
And right. So, oh, because you're doing it all. You're like a one person band. You're looping. You're looping stuff.
Yeah. Okay. That's how it started.
How did you get into guitar? Like, yeah, because you said flute in high school, flute, and then how'd you get into the guitar?
Yeah. Guitar, I think I started picking up in. Well, I learned how to play a cranberry song at camp.
Damn good band.
When I was maybe 14.
Yeah.
And then.
Was it Zombie?
It was. No, what was it?
It was their, that was their one album, the white cover of them on the couch, I think. Yeah.
It was a deep cut because the counselor who taught it to me was like, you know, like hacky sack.
Master,
yeah.
And did he have the stalls where he
she
could,
was? She was.
Oh,
a,
it was a she.
Yeah,
she could stall it on her foot like this, and then bring it back up.
And so she had the deep cuts, and it was a song that only had like two notes, and it blew my mind. I felt so cool. And then actually, I didn't even get back into it until high school, and I was in a punk band.
Oh, cool.
What actually. Just rehearsing up the street here on, you know, pots and pans for cymbals.
Whoa.
And we, when Knitting Factory was just up here.
Yeah, right there on Hollywood Boulevard. I used to go there. Yeah, for shows and everything. Yeah.
We played there a bunch. Yeah.
You know what it is now? It's a Muji or a Mujo.
Oh, yeah.
Muji Japanese clothing store.
Right.
But that used to be the.
Next to this.
The Subway and
the Subway and the Rite Aid or
CVS.
Whatever.
CVS. Yeah, CVS.
Yeah.
And there's a shoe store there too now.
Yeah. Yeah. And we would just I was too young to know that like just getting drunk just didn't mean drinking an entire 40 of Mickey's. That's not.
Damn, I used to drink those too.
We used to.
Or the grenades, the Mickey grenades.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we would go to shows in that state.
Just on a 40?
Yeah. The addicts, like, just like.
Just yeah. messed up.
We played shows.
Yeah. How did you book shows at the Knitting Factory? Did you just go up to the window? Because I was in a hip hop band in the early 2000s. That I went to gave them my demo, and I talked to the. Remember they had the office there. I just talked to someone at the office. Go, hey, can we open up for Ugly Duckling or someone? Like,
yeah. I was not interfacing with promoters at that point. Our drummer Kirk Podell, he was the businessman.
So he used the booker.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got us gigs.
Okay.
We opened for Dr. No there.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the lead singer's name? Brandon? What was his name? Dr. No. God, I forgot that guy's name. The lead singer. Yeah. They're a popular punk band.
Yeah.
I actually worked in a rehab as a tech, and he was one of the, counselors. Yeah, so I'm like, because the people staying there were like, hey, you were, because they're like ex-punkers, they're like, you're the guy from Dr. No.
I love the like Hollywood punk scene back when I was 16, because it was like when Bad Brains was still playing and,
yeah we had we have to do the ad read. So now a word from our sponsor Scent Bird. Now, a word from our sponsor, Scentbird. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. Scentbird has more than 600 designer brands for you to choose from each month. Not sure what type of scent you're looking for? Sort and find your new fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and more. With Scentbird, you can have a great taste and mix up your fragrance routine without breaking the bank. Whether it's Versace, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Scentbird.com keeps you smelling good month after month after month. My personal favorites, I like, in no particular order, I like the Burberry, the Brit Rhythm smells fantastic, I like Clinique, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Clinique Happy. I love Dolce & Gabbana Intenso. Check that one out. You won't be disappointed. And Hugo Boss Just Different. So check those out. Those are my favorite, but there are many, 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 many more. Go to scentbird.com/Stebee. Use my code Stebee, STEEBEE, for 30% off your first month. Again, go to scentbird.com/Stebee. Use my code STEEBEE for 30% off your first month. And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 30% off your first month today. That's only $10 for your first fragrance. Again, and with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, that's you, hopefully, you can get 30% off your first month today. That's only $10 off your first fragrance. Again, I'm going to spell it out for you. That's scentbird.com/STEEBEE for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $10. Let me just do that one last time and I'll let y'all go. Again, that's scentbird.com/STEEBEE for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $10. Sign up today. You won't be disappointed. Smell fresh like me. Mm. And we're back. I was just going to add on to what you're saying. I dig the Bad Brains too, but we've the Dead Kennedys are you?
Yeah, and they're practicing. No, they're in San Francisco.
Because we had DH. DH was
yeah,
here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so DH is. I wanted more punk people, but he actually gave me a skateboard and he signed it. But that meant a lot. It's near the piano. Oh, you can't see it now, but I'll show you after.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm like that's what this platform is for, all different types of musicians.
Yeah.
And genres and stuff.
Yeah.
So when did you? How long did you have a go with your punk band? And when did you guys disperse? And when did you start doing just Gothic Tropic?
I was 17, 16, 17, 18. And then after that, I started playing guitar for a band called Rumspringa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about when I started Gothic Tropic, and just as a solo project.
Rumspringa is like the Mormon thing.
Right? Amish.
Amish, yeah.
So right. It's an Amish band?
No. No, yeah. The name was inspired by
by the Amish. Okay, yeah.
It's when it's the...
Is it a
debaucherous chapter that teenagers can go out into the world,
the
and
real
experience
world outside of their little community,
yeah,
and experience real life
and see if they want to jump ship or not?
Yeah, I've seen documentaries about that. It's really fascinating to me.
Yeah,
it's like almost you're in a different time period because they're wearing pilgrim gear and they're
Luddites,
like,
right?
Yeah, it's really odd.
Yeah.
So what was the reason for the name for the band?
What was Joey's? I think he just liked the spirit of adventure aspect of Rumspringa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it punk though?
No, it was him and Itaru, and it was so cool. It's like if Black Keys and like Alabama Shakes
just all came together.
Yeah. It's cool.
And then how long did you guys ever go with that band? Like, were you guys doing tours and shows?
I was a hired gun, and he fired me like 3 years later.
Why did he fire you?
Well, we had a tryst.
What's a tryst?
We had a moment.
Oh.
And then I was like, I want to prioritize the band, and I want the band to work out. Like,
I really
care about the music and da da da. And so what an idiot. He was so cute and talented.
Yeah.
I broke up with him, and I don't know. I don't know.
So then you had to leave the band. Yeah, yeah.
And then drama.
So what kind of drama did that cause?
Just Nello drama. Just like, you know, very formally, like they invited me to lunch. The band, he brought the whole band.
Like a band lunch?
Yeah. And then the supplemental reason, which is probably more justifiable than romantic fallout is that sometimes he said that sometimes I would improvise and go off script. And yeah, no shit. Yeah, I did that. So
yeah,
sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. That was in your past.
But like, yeah, and it was actually pretty apt that like, I'm going off script because I've been playing in this band for 3 years. Like,
right,
you do that.
Yeah,
everyone does that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
as far as like during shows or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean. You're a musician, of course. You're
So then I was like, I'll start my own band where I'm the boss. And that's kind of how Gothic Tropic is.
Right. That's awesome. And then you mentioned, didn't you do stuff with Beck as well?
Yeah.
How did that occur? Yeah, because I'm a fan of Beck.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, great musician, yeah.
Couple of years ago, I work with Eric Bailey on guitar stuff, tech things, and mm-hmm. he set up pedal boards and guitars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just a wizard, and he works with Beck too. And he, I guess, just asked, "Would you want her to audition?" And he checked out stuff and was like, "Yeah, ask her to audition for the last record cycle, which was Colors."
What was that nerve-wracking? What was that like?
He called me. Do you want to audition for Beck? I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Wait, Beck called you?
No, Eric.
Okay, because that would have been a different story if Beck called you.
But he was just like, yeah, just send like some videos. So I sent like 4 or 5 videos of me playing and singing on different instruments. There was like keys and I played like, I don't know, Go It Alone on guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it was. And then they're like, yeah, can you come in tomorrow? I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get it, but yeah, of course, I'm going to come in.
So that was probably a good attitude because you didn't expect anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many other people were auditioning during this time?
I don't know.
You don't even know, but they chose you. Obviously, they did.
So, and then, when I got there, it was just so, well, it was like Jason Faulkner, who I'm already a fan of, guitarist, artist, producer. Roger Manning on keys, like Dwayne Moore, Chris Coleman, who's just like a legend drum, the drum world. So it was really fun. It was kind of just walking into rehearsal and we did Hard as a Drum on, I was just playing keys and singing and just, he was just singing. So it was just us.
Wow.
It was being watched by like, I don't know, 12 people and then plus like tech people on the wings and sound engineer in the control room. And
oh my goodness. So what did that, after that moment when you got the gig, like what did that entail? Did you go on tour? What did you do? Select select shows, or how did that work?
Yeah, so we toured everywhere, we didn't make it to Italy or Spain, but everything else.
Everything else. So you went to London, you went to Germany.
Yeah, all through Europe, UK.
France, yeah. Asia at all?
Uh-huh.
Where in Asia?
We went to Japan, we went to Osaka and Tokyo. And then we took the train through, passed by Mount Fuji and Kyoto.
Nice. What about Korea?
We haven't been, I didn't go to Korea. I know.
So Beck, get with the program. You know what I mean.
I did
check out. I've always wondered.
I would love it.
Yeah, you would love it. You would love Korea. What's Beck like?
He's funny.
He is.
Uh huh.
Beck.
Uh huh.
No way.
I love that you don't. Yeah.
No, because
he's smart.
So quiet.
Well,
in what ways is he funny?
That's so funny. I don't know. Anytime my sidekick on the tour was kind of like Alex Lilly. She's actually recommend hanging out with her because she's an amazing musician. She was on
the
gig too.
She's welcome here.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Write her name at the end. Okay. Yeah, she's always welcome. Yeah.
So we were goofing around a lot, and you know, Jason and Jake Sinclair, who was on the same riser. So
yeah, what define what a riser is in the
a riser on the stage is the stage on top of the stage.
Stage on top of the stage. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was that grand.
It's pretty grand.
Yeah. How many musicians on that stage with the riser?
There's Beck.
In the middle.
He's usually in the middle.
Right.
There was Jason over here,
mm-hmm.
Dwayne over here,
mm-hmm.
Chris, and then there was me, Jake, Alex, Roger.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Eight total. Yeah. For
wow.
Colors.
Yeah. Now, like, what was the tour life like with Beck? Did you have a tour bus? Or what were, like, the accommodations like as far as the way you were treated?
It was so really nice.
So you had a tour bus and everything?
Yeah.
And then you had your own little
bunk
that slotted, that
yeah.
little coffin bunk thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then did you have a TV in there as well?
Sometimes.
Yeah. What about shower? Was there a shower and toilet?
Sometimes.
On the bus?
Sometimes a shower. Mostly, yeah. Most of the time there's a shower.
Yeah.
Depends on different buses in different countries have different standards.
Give me an example of that. What do you mean?
God. Okay. So in the U.S., the buses expand when you're parked.
Yeah.
So you have a little bit more room. And then the ones in U.K. and Europe are like stacked, like double deckers.
Oh, there's double deckers.
And they don't expand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was one bus where we had like an observation window that was at the front of the top.
That's so
cool. Going through the Netherlands or whatever is just so beautiful.
What was your favorite destination that you gone to touring or whatnot?
Oh, man.
I've never been to Europe.
Okay,
that's why.
This is funny. I loved Mexico City.
Mexico City.
I know, it's so close.
Yeah. What is it about Mexico City that you like?
I would live there.
You would live in Mexico City?
Yeah.
Is that beautiful?
I just think I liked the energy and the people were really nice and the food is so good and the culture's really good. Yeah. Everyone dresses nice.
In Mexico
City. Everyone looks really hot.
In Mexico City.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's interesting because you see there's a lot of history there. You see like the French influence,
mm-hmm.
and then you see, so it's sort of like some parts sort of look like tropical Paris.
Whoa.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a dark past, but it's makes the architecture
just amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've gone. I would love to go one day.
Yeah. Yeah. And the mezcal was so good. Mezcal.
What's that? Describe that. What is that? Is that a dish or something? Or?
It's a smoky tequila. My food and beverage friends are going to think I'm butchering this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a smoky tequila. That's
so
like,
it's alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Smoky tequila.
Yeah, I don't drink anymore.
Or the tacos were really good.
Yeah, or the tacos.
Yeah, the tacos.
Yeah. She's like, in her mind, she's like, oh, he doesn't
the
drink.
Tortillas were so
tacos,
good.
Yeah. So what, the shrimp tacos,
Italian.
The asada,
yeah,
the pollo, like what, so they had it
yeah,
all. Yeah,
it was just so good.
That's amazing, yeah.
But also, man, I love Amsterdam and like.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. Like, I've never been to Europe, but I've heard so many awesome things about Amsterdam, Netherlands, yeah.
Well, so Amsterdam's interesting. Sort of a web of canals that are surrounding the city, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
There's more canals than Venice, I think.
That's what's up. Yeah.
And everything, you just can kind of just walk around and find stuff to do. And
did you eat mushrooms out there? Can't you buy like mushrooms?
I didn't.
Or
no.
Like, but you get weed.
Weed, yeah, you get weed.
So you can just walk anywhere in there?
Yeah.
What was the weed like? How was it different, the weed out there, opposed to like Cali weed?
Oh, it's not strong.
At all?
No.
You would think that. I've always heard. You would think that'd be like strong, because I don't know why I would have heard.
Maybe
stories.
Because the tourist culture is like, ha ha, even smoking shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it like makes you think the weed's real good.
Yeah.
It's like,
if I'm sober now, but if I were to go there, I would at least try maybe a little bit of mushrooms and maybe walk around. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe go to some art museums.
Yeah.
So what were you doing out there, like, on your days off, on your hiatuses from tour? Like, what kind of fun activities were you doing over there?
We would find museums and galleries and, like, just swap recommendations, restaurants. We'd always like to find restaurants that had, like, basically just good protein and vegetables, yeah, like farm to table,
yeah,
stuff. Cause like on the road, usually this was very nice because it's Beck and he's nice. He's a nice, fancy gentleman.
Yeah.
Who gets to eat good food in the catering because, yeah,
you would think
he's earned it.
You would think, is he a vegan or like you would, I don't know, for some reason I thought he was a vegan.
But just like healthy, delicious
food.
Like food that isn't like M&S or whatever, yeah, you know? So because on my tours, it's not like that whatsoever.
It's
so
completely opposite.
So I like finding the like restaurants that it at least simulates something that I would cook at home.
Yeah.
Because
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Because otherwise, we're just eating just garbage.
Like gas station food?
Yeah. But, and this is bratty to say, like, even European gas station food is 150% better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. In what ways? What do
you
they got?
You could go.
I've never been there. I'm just curious. Like, yeah. What do they got there?
It's amazing. Okay, there's a truck stop like in Wales or something that, yeah, has it's like gourmet, like stuffed bell peppers, like everything's like laid out like a Whole Foods hot bar.
Whoa.
But it's like, oh, like yeah, just really good stuff.
What kind of beverages do they have that they don't have here?
Beverages. They'll even have at a European gas station, they'll have chia seed water.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, that's so cool.
It's so sophisticated.
I've never had chia. I didn't even think that existed. Chia seed water?
So fancy.
What else? What other kinds of stuff?
Like, their soda would be like sparkling, like they're
like rose water.
Yeah,
sparkling rose water,
like blood orange. Oh, sparkling.
So
like,
this is crap.
Yeah,
because we're drinking LaCroix and bubbly. This is crap. This would be the low end stuff over there.
Yeah, this bottom stuff. Shelf.
This is bottom shelf.
Yeah,
sparkling water,
because they have like sage infused.
What?
Yeah.
Do they got ginger beer out there though?
Yeah.
No, they got ginger beer?
Yeah.
And it's probably way better, huh?
It's like Scottish.
Oh my God, it has a kick to it.
Yeah.
What about their candies and their snacks and everything?
Ooh, they have like fun candies like taffy and like
they got
old fashioned candy.
They got like real taffy.
Yeah.
Not like Laffy Taffy.
I found a candy bar that looked like a bespoke shaving kit.
What?
It was, the product design was so gorgeous and elegant and like classy.
It was like $20, I bet, though.
No, it was like the like royalty is like novelty.
Well, they called it like posh. Would it be considered
posh?
Yeah,
it's like a posh wrapper.
So how much would that cost me if I were over there in Wales?
Oh, if you buy a bunch $5? Of those in Wales and go to Brooklyn to your local like corner store, like general store that's like called like Oak and Mill or something.
Yeah,
you could slang it for like $12 a candy bar.
No, it's that good.
It's all about the packaging.
But what about the what it tastes like?
Is I didn't it like, taste it.
So you're paying for the packaging? I thought you were going to say they have like different types of chocolate and or
they candies. Love they love their Cadbury eggs.
Describe because a lot of my viewers might not know what a Cadbury egg is.
Cadbury egg. Well, we get them, but
now yeah. Nestle bought it out.
Right.
But they're the yolk, it was like that creamy, it's a chocolate egg with a creamy filling, right?
Yeah.
Like a yellow creamy.
Yeah. Like buttermilk cream.
Oh, yeah. So they got their own, the real Cadbury egg.
Yeah.
God, that's a shame. Nestle took over the world, huh?
Yeah.
They're buying everything, yeah. Nestle chocolate. Yeah.
Do they make crunches? Crunch Nestle?
Nestle Crunch, yeah. That's Nestle's, yeah.
I used to love those.
I want to eat some chocolate and snacks right now. You're making me hungry. What other, you're making me want to go to Europe. Like,
it's so beautiful.
Like, if I were to go anywhere, let's say I had a month off and I had enough money, where would you say, hey, Stevie, you should go here? Like, where in Europe would it be a good time for me?
Ooh, go to like, I haven't done this, but this is something I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, go to like Santorini or some kind of like beachy.
Santorini?
Yeah, like Greece or like.
Greece?
Southern Italy.
Yeah.
And do like a, like have like a boo trip.
Yeah.
And like look at the ocean and it's so beautiful.
Yeah. You know what? I think of, you know, rest in peace to Anthony Bourdain, but I used to love his show because I'd vicariously like live through, like, you know what I'm saying? Because he would like visit like Morocco or, he would taste the food in each of these places. Like, so, but like Morocco, I like Greece.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Cause you have Italian roots, right? You're like, Peruti.
Della Peruti. I was recently taught how to say my name.
Okay. Let's hear it.
By an Italian woman.
Let's hear it.
She said, Cecilia della Peruti.
Cecilia della Peruti.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are both folks from the same region or?
My dad's side of the family is, they're from a place called Madaloni.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of near Naples.
Yeah.
Southern Italy.
Okay.
And then my mom's side of the family's from Poland and Ireland.
Okay.
So I'm Polish-Italian.
Polish-Italian.
Yeah.
Have you been to Poland as well?
No.
But you've been, when's the last time you went to Italy?
Actually, just recently. I just got back from a tour where I was, we were in Milano.
Okay. Well, what's Italy? What's it like going out there?
I only got to see the drive from Switzerland, from Locarno to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was unfortunately kind of tethered to the venue all day. Then we went to the hotel. Then we took a flight the next morning. I was just playing bass for an artist named Ali X. And she was opening for Marina and the Diamonds.
Oh, cool.
So it was very pop. Big shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you say big, how big? Are we talking like 1,000 people, 500 people?
The first show was at Hollywood Bowl.
That's huge.
I don't know how many people that is.
That's a lot of people. That's a big venue.
But then in Europe, it sort of translates to either an arena or large theater or something like that. Cheat the arena.
They're American artists, but yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Marina's she's Greek and Welsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you? And then how do people? How are they receptive differently towards music? Like, do they appreciate music more when you're out there opposed to? Because certain Americans are real picky as far as.
There's so many different.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it's just town to town. I mean, I think Tilburg was like.
Where's Tilburg?
Tilburg is in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And they were really loud. I could hear them through my like noise canceling in-ear monitors.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a hard barometer because sometimes like all the rooms are different. You can't tell who's
right. Now I heard this just through the grapevine. Does Europe have their own like? Can a musician like just tour within Europe and like not even go to the States?
Oh,
Like, don't they have, like, their own festivals? Like, I heard, like,
their festivals are way better than...
In what ways?
The food.
The food.
The catering.
Okay.
The ambiance. Like,
what do you mean by that? Just the way...
They set up the backstage area, and they don't, like, go over capacity. So, like, you can walk around the festival and not be, like, shoulder to shoulder and... Yeah, it's just that the nature is so beautiful.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
What other bands have you played with? So you said you played back and...
Yeah, what other bands have you
played
with?
So last one was bass for LEX. Before that was Beck, and I was, that was for a couple of years. I was on guitar and singing harmonies and doubles and stuff. And then I played like a Dan Electro sitar guitar on Loser.
So cool.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I had a conga solo.
Yeah. That song really hit it off on MTV.
Yeah.
That, I think that was the main one that
he
broke
that. Yeah. Loser. Great.
And out of all the Beck albums, like what album resonates with you? Like Mutations is my favorite Beck album.
Oh, I don't.
He has so many Sea Change, Mutations, Odelay.
It's so
there's so many different ones, but I always wonder that.
It changes in my moods, too, because there's so many.
Yeah, Sea Change is very depressing and more melancholy. Well, so is Mutations, though, in a way. There's this dark, depressing mood.
I think this was before I met him. I've just always admired him as an artist. I think he just has the dream career.
Yeah.
And can traverse genre and maintain his voice, his singular identity is never...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... And especially because he can do like something like... I was going to say like, God, I love Sex Laws.
Okay, I don't know.
It's really funky.
Oh,
and like,
okay. Yeah.
He
can rap too a little bit. Yeah, he can rap and sing. He can do it all, right?
He used to break dance on like cardboard boxes and
what?
Yeah.
So he's just multi-talented.
Hang. Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I worked at Amoeba and I rang him up and I was like stuttering.
Oh.
Yeah, I was so nervous. I rang him up and I think wasn't he married to God? He was married to something Giovanni Ribi. Somehow. Oh, Ribisi, maybe?
Yeah.
Sister, yeah. Mm-hmm. Giovanni Ribisi's sister.
Yeah. So what other bands? I wanted to hear what other bands you played with.
Okay.
Before that, I was playing... Oh, yeah. I played guitar for Charlie XCX for a couple shows.
Okay. What kind of music is that?
She's like pop. There are so many because she writes for other artists too. So her artists, I don't know. I mean, now there's so many newer songs than this, but Boom Clap was probably the
single.
Yeah. And then like Boys, it was like got like super viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then before that, I played keys for Bourne's. And then before that, I played mostly keys gigs. It's funny.
Yeah, what kind of keyboard you got?
I don't even own one.
You don't own a... They just provide the keyboard?
Yeah.
Is there any way... Because I know Heather Leather from my band, she gets sponsored by like either like foot pedal companies or picks.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Guitar is... Yeah. That's covered on Guitar Land, but
yeah. I mean, is that a possibility where a keyboard company like Yamaha could you could get sponsored by Korg or like Yamaha? Or
I suppose it's possible.
Yeah, but
I don't have the
okay. So if a Korg or Yamaha
pedigree
this,
to warrant,
reach out to Gothic Tropic.
Sure, I'll take it.
She could use a Yamaha Korg sponsorship.
Use a Nord Stage 2.
Yeah. How do you adapt to that? Because each keyboard has different sounds, and you know what I'm saying. Like
a lot of the newer ones, you can just download your own sounds, and it'll translate
onto the keys.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes.
With through like a memory chip or something.
Yes.
Like that? Oh my goodness.
And so you can emulate the record by literally ripping the MIDI information from the record.
There you go. There you go.
I actually didn't do that. Like I programmed all the sounds myself, just copy sound matching. You could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so like what, do you record your own like home recordings as well? Like, do you,
yeah.
Like, and then what do you record on, and like, where could people like hear
some
of your recordings?
Yeah. So I mean, I demo out all my demos either by myself or with friends or with the co-writer, whoever it is. If I'm by myself, I'm using Logic. And
oh, Logic Pro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not the most proficient engineer in the world.
Right.
So
as long as the idea, you capture the idea.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then I also produce for other artists, so.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah, just doing that. When I record Gothic Tropic, I get the idea out, and then I take it to a studio producer with a studio who can elevate it to the...
to the next
level.
Yeah.
But I'm actually... I got my first mixing credit, first co-production credit.
Oh, on what project?
It's a song that I did with Nate Lotz. He changed his project name, so I don't want to say what it was, but his name's Nate Lotz, but he plays drums with Halsey. Mm-hmm. And we did a song together called Fucked Up.
Oh, cool. Where can people hear that or download it?
It's on SoundCloud.
Okay, it's on SoundCloud, and what?
And I mixed it.
You mixed it, so it's under Gothic Tropic SoundCloud?
No. God, I don't even know why I said this.
Well, what's the name of the song again?
It's called Fucked Up. I'll post about it on my Instagram feed, so it's close at hand.
So where could...
But Gothic Tropic stuff is all on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Napster.
So all of the streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have your own Bandcamp as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it even connected to my PayPal anymore? I definitely do have a Bandcamp.
But it's under Gothic Tropic.
Just stream on Spotify. Just give me the streams. Yeah, I don't want... It's like...
What are your thoughts on that? Because I ask other musicians, what are your thoughts on like...
Unless you're selling massive units of music. It's almost like the streams in the stage of my career are a little bit more like good for optics than giving me a percentage of my album back to me.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I've already spent the money.
Right.
Just enjoy it. I don't care.
What about like licensing, like through like ASCAP that, and stuff like
that? Yeah,
like,
that works.
Let's talk about that. Like,
that helps.
Because I know a lot of other musicians, like they might be doing bad, but then like an indie movie might use their song or something. How does that work?
I have a publisher. His name's Jonathan Palmer. And that's been working, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, I was just in Shrill.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Shrill is A.D. Bryant's new show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu, okay.
A.D. Bryant
from SNL.
Yeah.
SNL, okay. And then you have a song on that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so stuff like that. And I also, that's a Gothic Tropic song.
Mm-hmm.
And Gothic Tropic songs are usually licensed for... I did a U.S. bank commercial.
Oh, awesome.
How
does that work? Did they just find your song or did you like,
I think that was through my label.
Okay.
And so different things like that.
Helps.
I don't know. Yeah. They find me and then they want to license a song for random stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are you working on currently? Do you have like a solo project you might be working on? And
so I have, I've just finished one record, for Gothic Tropic. That is something I wrote with a bunch of people, Max Hirschenau and Blue McGorry. And, I produced that with Carlos de la Garza and John Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when that's coming out, but I just...
How many songs do you guys have so far?
Ten.
10.
So
that's ready to go, right? 10.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
We're going to meetings.
Okay. So what does that entail, like going to meetings? Like with
we're
labels?
Going to meetings and we're going to see who wants to give me money for it.
Right.
And allow me to tour it, allow me to push it and promote it.
And then how does that work? Do you like what does a meeting entail? Like you and the other music creators go to an office and
I'm the creator in the meeting and they're the people with the money who want to do to trade.
The trade.
Yes.
Services.
Essentially.
You provide the music, they disperse yeah. it out. Yeah.
I retain ownership since I paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they license it off me to use in their world and
right,
you know
right.
however it works. It depends on the deal. I don't know. I'm figuring out who I want to sign with. So
mm-hmm.
there and are different deals.
And who would you like to sign with? Like yeah.
Whoever likes me the most.
Yeah, or the best offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair yeah. enough. Yeah. Tour support is something you can negotiate in your deal. You could say like,
what about
hey,
merch?
Instead
yeah.
of, yeah, yeah.
As well, yeah.
Like in the past, with other labels, I've been like, hey, instead of giving me an advance, can you just pay for the tour, for the album, for the touring cycle?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have needed to, the advance isn't free money. It's
yeah.
your,
you
it's
have
your
to
working
pay it back.
Capital.
And then you have to pay it back, right?
Like
your advance or no?
They'll make it back on
okay,
other
on
stuff.
Touring, yeah.
But yeah, it's like sometimes an artist gets like a big advance and like, let's buy a yacht. It's like, no, that's
no.
your working capital.
Yeah,
that's so you don't have to get
album.
A job.
Right,
yeah.
right. I've heard of these 360 deals as well. I don't
oh, yeah.
I don't agree with that because I think that with the merch you guys should keep up 360 deals, they get revenue from like the recording and the sale, but then they also like they have their hands in your merch and your record, like records
yeah,
and your shirts.
It's like extra stuff that's
extra
a little
stuff.
Bit not
yeah.
chill.
I mean, why? I don't think that's fair because the, you know,
it just depends. Like fair is so relative when they're leveraging different things that you
yeah.
could be like, nobody knows about me, but you could break me. So it might be worth it to
give them a percentage
get the
of your merch.
Slice of humble pie
right,
on that
right,
and
right.
then at least if you take it then maybe you'll have a platform to like do your own thing later
right so. Right right now as far as merch and all that do you come up with your own concepts as far as merch like how
yeah.
who does all your merch
I do
you do like you do all the designs and everything
yeah and I do all my merch but as far as like producing merch, because I'm my income is what pays for Gothic Tropic, so mm-hmm. I have to check off the priorities. Like I just paid for 2 records, and if we get a label involved, merch is like chump change. So great, yeah,
right,
done.
Right, right, that's so interesting.
So it just depends yeah. how I want to do it.
Do you have any advice for like, because there a lot of these viewers and listeners are like aspiring artists like yourself. Like, do you have any like tips or like advice to give like up and coming musicians / artists?
Yeah. Well, it's important to find an attorney that you trust. Probably
yeah.
first that and then.
Oh, yeah.
And then management and booker and booking agent, all of that. It can be vetted by your person.
Right, right. And
yeah.
then as far as having ownership of what you create, how, like, how
means
how
you have to, you can't borrow money.
You can't borrow, like, for investments.
You
like
have to invest in your own thing if you want to own it.
If you want to own it.
Or you have a special daddy deal.
Well, what's a dad? what's a special daddy
I don't
deal?
Know. Some people
like,
have...
What daddy pays for?
Yeah, either you're a trust fund kid or you have like...
Oh,
a,
right,
I don't know.
Right, because right. I'm sure there's...
I'm not that, but...
Right, right.
But you're saying like a label sometimes will pay to make the album, but then they...
Yeah. Well, but yeah. no, sometimes they don't own it.
Right.
It depends on how much they like you.
Right, right. right.
But... But to retain your stuff, yeah, like you, yeah, of course you want to retain your IP and you don't want to, like be in a situation where you can't control what's happening to your own music.
Mm-hmm.
that kind of like plays into like, yeah, find a good attorney who can guide you on all these decisions, business decisions, because artists, I've met artists who can't even tie their own shoes, but they're brilliant and they're
in
like
business.
Brilliant
just with their craft.
In their art and their music,
right.
But they can't pay their taxes. Like, so if you're like that, I'm a little bit like that. So I've learned a lot. Like, I've forced myself to learn a lot about the industry and how it all works,
right.
And how it all plays together. So,
because the landscape is so different now. Because before you had CDs, you had physical sales, right? So how do you monitor?
I don't remember that.
Well, you know, like records. But how does one monitor, like, let's say you have a couple songs on Spotify. How do you monitor, like, the streams and who's listening and where it's coming from? And is there, like...
You're going to want to find... You could do this through Sound Exchange. You can go on Sound Exchange.
And what do they do?
And they,
what do they provide?
Track all of that for you. And they collect... So, like... Yeah, so this would be like either AWOL or any sort of DSP services. They'll mm-hmm. track it for you, mm-hmm. And then they send you a check.
Okay, is that who are you with them?
I'm with yeah. I put out the last song with AWOL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
yeah.
I'm with BMI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So published for publishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does one get publishing? Like, if you're an up and coming artist, like.
I don't remember how this happened. This when, like I met the first person I met from BMI. Her name was Fabi.
Yeah.
This was like years ago, and she was like, "I'd like to represent you." And I was like, "Okay."
Oh, you luck. That was great.
So yeah. So
how did she find you?
I don't know. But I had been lamenting like not having a manager and an agent for years. Like it's hard. It's not fun.
Yeah.
You feel like, am I not getting the hint? So
yeah.
But then it happens, and
so with you, it just all worked out.
It's like, been a lot of organic growth because I have a humble logistic operation here.
Yeah.
So yeah, just
hey man, I admire that.
Thank you.
I admire the hustle.
Oh, thanks.
And this, I hope this helps out. I hope that that's a little sarcastic. I hope that the viewers and listeners watch this and they support you more. You know? And that's why the Stevie Weeby Show exists, is because of people like you. You know, so
thank
people
you.
Can get informed about musicians and artists and magicians. And comedians, and that's why we're all here to have this platform.
Mm.
Now, like we're running low on time, we would like to take this time to promote your website and your social media, your whatever you want to promote.
Okay. I'm Cecilia. My Instagram is at Gothic Tropic, and I treat it as like a diary dump.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I'm on Twitter at GothTrop Nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
I am playing a show tomorrow night, actually. I don't know.
This is not going to be uploaded in time.
Rewind.
Okay.
I'm playing in LA at some point. Just keep in touch with me and I'll keep posting about what I'm up to.
Yeah.
You can listen to... I just put out a single called Drunk on a Rhythm.
Okay, where can people listen to that?
Spotify, iTunes, whatever you like to listen to.
Gothic Trop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
GothicTropic.
But there's a space between Gothic and Tropic.
Yes.
Yeah. Gothic space
Tropic.
Okay. Hey, it was an honor.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, is there any, yeah, is there,
your merch?
Yeah, your merch or your store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I don't have a merch store. I would love to promote the fact that I'm about to put out an album that I'm really proud of. And it's going to be good.
So as long as they follow you on Insta.
Yeah.
You're going to update them.
Yeah.
In the process. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've already trickled out Drunk on a Rhythm, so see if you like that.
Mm-hmm. How many songs, and like, are you close to finishing that?
It's done. It's finished. It's being mixed
10 songs.
Oh, I thought you were going to record more on top of the 10.
We're done.
You're done.
We're
it
done.
It just needs to be mastered and mixed.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so tell her to check out Instagram.
Instagram at Gothic Tropic.
Yes.
GOTHIC space TROPIC.
Yes.
Gothic Tropic.
Thank you.
That was easy, right?
Yeah.
It's all done.
It's amazing.
Yeah, okay. You hit it out the ballpark. Okay, with that being said, thanks again to our sponsor for this episode, Scentbird. There's no Little Ray's World this week. We have a Patreon attached to the show. If you want to support the podcast / show, go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. There's a website attached to this. It's called the Stevie Weeby Show at www.stevieweebyshow.com. The Instagram for this show is Instagram/QUANGOU. You can check out my Bandcamp as well, stevieweeby.bandcamp.com. The reason why I'm taking a hiatus, or Lil Ray's taking a hiatus, is I'm working on music EP also. Mm-hmm. So I want to focus solely on that. So, because Lil Ray takes some time. So apologize. He will be back though, ladies and gentlemen. Little Ray is not going anywhere. So, and then check out some more content on the YouTube channel where we have vlogs, puzzle videos, Stevie on the Streety. Check that out. There's a P.O. Box video where I unbox packages that you guys send in. If you want to send in packages, send your packages to Stevie's P.O. Box at 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Support the Homies Podcast, Losco Projects, Necro Electric, Riffin with Griffin, and WFE. And check out Hollows Grove, directed by Craig Efros. There's no lower.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bryce, it was an honor having you.
Thank
another
you
pound.
For having me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.